The New Hampshire primary was yesterday, and as I predicted, Mitt Romney won the first place slot, but I was wrong on the second and third place spots. Excuse me. I predicted that John Huntsman would come in second and Ron Paul would come in third, but I was wrong. Ron Paul came in second and John Huntsman came in third, and then the rest were Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Rick Perry. However, Mitt Romney only garnered 39% of the vote, and there was an interesting article on the Huffington Post that Mitt Romney's basically been running for 5 years, and he could still only garner 39% of the vote. That kind of says it for me, even though everyone's calling this a huge historical feat because he won the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary, which no presidential candidate has done that in, I don't know, some odd years, 35, 40, I don't know, some odd years. Big deal. That doesn't mean he's going to win the presidency, and it doesn't mean he's going to win South Carolina or any of the other primaries. He won two primaries back-to-back. No big deal. The South Carolina primary is coming up on January 21st, and they say that the South Carolina primary has picked the presidential candidate for like every election cycle for the last 40 years or something like that. So whoever wins South Carolina usually ends up being the candidate of choice for that party who's having primaries that year. So if Romney wins South Carolina, then he will be the nominee, although I suspect he's going to be the nominee anyway. It's just, I'm sounding like Big Fatty. You have to go through the process, the primaries and the caucuses and so forth, to actually get enough delegates to secure your nomination by the time they have the, what's the thing called? Having a brain fart. The convention, blah, blah, blah. God, I should stop and record this, but I'm not going to. Before they have the convention in August, I believe. So either way, I still think Romney is going to take the nomination. There were some other statistics that came out, too, saying that he won with evangelicals. He won with women. He won with this, that, and the other, saying that he's got the majority of all these people behind him. Well, New Hampshire is a completely different state than South Carolina. While I do want to predict now that Mitt Romney will win, I have a feeling that either Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich will come in second. Of course, both of them are hoping to be first, but I don't think that's going to happen. I did, changing topics slightly here, of course I'm going to support and back Barack Obama for for his re-election campaign. So today I went on the Barack Obama website and bought some car magnets and window stickers to go on my car so that I can start letting everyone know that they should re-elect Barack Obama. So that was fun. So yeah, that's the whole New Hampshire primary. It was not a surprise. It was not a shocker to me. Listening to all of their winning speeches, whatever, Romney mentioned Obama 5 times in 11 minutes. And, well, while the others, I mean, John Huntsman, I actually happened to catch John Huntsman's live on CNN, and that man went on and on and on. He was third place, and he was acting as if he won the primary. I thought it was comical. So, anyway, enough about that. There was another story in the news that I thought was interesting. The Supreme Court is back in session, and they've already made a ruling. Usually they hear cases, and then you don't usually hear the rulings until the spring. But they ruled today that it is okay for religious organizations to discriminate against certain employees of theirs. They definitely limited it to ecclesiastical employees, people who are either in the hierarchy of the church or in the ministerial positions, that kind of thing. And basically what it means is if a person says that they were discriminated against and they're in one of those positions, then the religious organization can discriminate them against them and fire them. There's an article, of course, in the Washington Post, and I'm just going to read. I know how people hate when you read on a podcast, but they, as I have said many times in the past, they explain it a lot better than I can. I understand it, but I just don't explain it to other people very well. So here goes. It says, the Supreme Court ruled for the first time Wednesday that federal discrimination laws do not protect employees of religious organizations who perform ministerial duties. The court ruled unanimously that the First Amendment's protection of the free exercise of religion dictates the organizations be free to choose those who will guide it on its way. Now, this case says the case involved a Michigan school teacher who said this church violated the Americans with Disabilities Act in 2005 when it fired her after she tried to return to work after being diagnosed with narcolepsy. The church said that Cheryl Perch was not fit for ecclesiastical office, and that her threat to sue violated Lutheran teachings that disputes be handled within the church rather than in civil courts. Blah, blah, blah. I don't believe anyone, for any reason, should be discriminated against, whether it's a church organization, a secular, you know, organization, whatever. I don't think anyone should be discriminated against for any reason whatsoever. What I do like about this ruling is that it did limit the discrimination to ecclesiastical duties or ministerial duties. So other people who feel discriminated against can sue religious organizations, which is something I, you know, believe in and think is right. As usual, I do not like the rulings from the Roberts Court. Those of you who have followed me in the past know that I do not like John Roberts as the Chief Justice put in place by Bush. Ugh. His court has always been, or he wants his court to be, to hand down unanimous rulings, but they have not always been that way. And clearly they take a conservative slant, of course, because that's the makeup of the court. But what was I going to say about that? I don't know. I just don't like John Roberts saying that he wants his court to be unanimous, because that's just ridiculous. And I'm really hoping that two or three judges in the next 4 years need to be replaced, because we really, really need to keep or get a court that is not so slanted one way. But it will always be slanted one way because of the makeup. There's 9 judges, and right now it's basically 5-4 when it comes down to decisions. And that's usually the way they're handed down, is 5-4. But this one was unanimous. But I think one of the judges recused themselves because they dealt with the, maybe it was Elena Kagan, I don't remember, which judge dealt with the case when it was in a lower court before they joined the Supreme Court, so they recused themselves. So Supreme Court ruling today, I barely agree with it and don't think anyone should be discriminated against for any reason. So yeah. What else? I think that's all I have on my list. It is raining today, and I don't like the rain. So that's all. I hope you all had a good day. So until next time, bye.